Oh, yeah. Put a little smile on your face for a whole bunch of reasons. The days are getting shorter. Fall, I can't say fall is in the air yet, but preseason football says it's close.
Don't you wish we could say fall was in the air?
Oh, man.
Yesterday? Oh, what did we hit yesterday?
Yesterday was warm. Yesterday was warm, that's for sure.
Goodness.
Here with Rosie on the house, glad you're tuned in. We've just poured our second cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Would encourage you to do the same. And as you've been listening to the show the last few months, you may have noticed a small change in our format and that we bring to you a specific topic every single week and try and drill down deep on it so that you can get the real answers that fit the situation. Well, today we're going open line. So if you've not been able to get in because the phone calls have been jammed up the last couple weeks, now's your chance. Any question you've got on home remodeling, home improvement, or home maintenance, wherever you are in Arizona, the number's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. We have our whole team here accessible for you this morning. I'm Rosie Romero. On my right is my co-host and son, Romy Romero, who's been co-hosting the show with us now for, golly, about 8 or 9 years. Isn't it been about that long?
I think it's 11.
11 years.
2013.
Wow.
2013. Okay. Yeah, about 11.
About 11 years. My daughter, Peanut, is at the office screening your calls. And Jennifer is gone. We've got, because she's visiting Meemaw, her grandmother, who's 95 and not doing well. So our prayers are out for Meemaw in Memphis. And we've got Stan Zumbrunnen here, who heads up the Rosie Remodeling Company.
Good
Stan,
morning.
Thanks for joining us today,
my
bud.
Pleasure.
Appreciate
my pleasure.
It. Busy getting all those remodels done.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Knocking them down, man. You're
knocking them down. But Jennifer's gone, and as you regular listeners know, she never, ever lets me really talk about what I want to talk about.
Now, what's that?
Politics.
Oh, boy, let's go.
Why would anybody want to talk about politics? Yeah. Let's get wound up and angry.
Yeah.
You want to?
No.
Do you want to?
I had
to?
Enough of it this week.
Sure.
Have you followed this story from the news mecca central of Arizona, Ajo, Arizona?
That's beautiful, the news mecca. Beautiful downtown Ajo.
That is the news mecca. It is this week.
Is it?
The Federal Border Patrol went down and spent $15 million building 21 homes.
You know, they should have come to us for an estimate first. We could have got that done for $30 or $35 million.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know the size of these homes?
Probably like 1,100 square feet.
1,200 to 1,500 square
feet. Close.
Do you want to know why they built brand new ones?
Because there wasn't any in Ajo to begin with.
Because they say the ones there would have been too expensive to remodel.
And how much? $600,000 a piece for 21 homes?
Stan, do the math on that. That's $500 a square foot.
Oh, boy. I could build houses all day long for
and
at that
a 1,200
rate.
Square foot home for 500 square feet. They better have integral wall. They better have, you know, stained concrete. They better have triple pane pella designer windows.
Yeah.
They better have
gold plated faucets. Oh, $600,000. Oh, don't.
What do you want to bet? They're really 2x4 construction.
Probably.
From a wet
and
lumber.
Then, and then they spent another $2 million buying. What was it? 20 park model trailer homes. And land lease to put them on.
Wow.
You know.
and some people want the government to be bigger?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
While we're talking about homes, that's what we are here. Not technically
thanks,
you know, HUD-built homes, but your home. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you're calling from a phone. Get that dialed in, but don't hit send because every line is full and you won't be able to get in. But leave that number right there, and as soon as we clear a call, hit send, and that'll increase your chance of getting in. We've got calls from right now Prescott Valley, Tucson, Estrella Hills, and Glendale all in queue.
You know, one of the questions I have been getting a lot here the last few weeks, I'm sure y'all have been too, is what is all that water dripping off my roof? As a matter of fact, we took a call a couple weeks ago. I think a man's name was Clark, and he wanted to know if he could drink the condensate. Well, we don't recommend. This is he thought it was the same as distilled water. And it almost kind of is if your interior of your air conditioning cabinet is totally pristine and clean. Chances are it's not. So that isn't really distilled water. It is water manufactured by the air conditioner by pulling the moisture out of the air, condensing it on its coils, dripping it into a pan, and leaking it out to the outside of the house. I actually had a friend of mine catch me when we were out at the riding horses the other day, and she was saying, "Rosie, I can hear dripping down in my walls." And you know, that can be a very disconcerting sound.
Absolutely.
When you hear dripping with no plumbing turned on inside your walls. And I said, "Well, I'll bet you that what you've got is the condensate draining down the sewer pipe that's right beside the headboard of your bed. And as soon as things dry up a little bit, that's going to stop." Well, fortunately, I saw her again just earlier in this week. In fact, it dried up. But an air conditioner right now of about 2.5 or 3, 3.5 tons running through the course of the day when the humidity, there was one day the humidity, the day you and I delivered those gas.
86%? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I would appreciate when you ask me to help you deliver cabinets, you'd pick a day other than that.
I'll make an appointment on a dry day.
Golly, it was about 103 degrees, 86% humidity. On a day like that, folks, y'all need to know, your air conditioner will be producing in excess of 10 gallons of water a day. And you can use it for anything. I just wouldn't recommend drinking it. It's cool. It comes off the roof. Very cool. The dogs love it. I would highly encourage you, because it is generating so much moisture, get it away from the footing and the foundation of your house. Get it at least 2 feet away from your foundation. So get it in a hose, run it over to a plant, do something with it. But don't drink it. So there you go. Condensate, it's a very big problem right now, particularly with as wet as July was. Romy, everybody wants to talk to us this morning. Where do you want to start, buddy?
First online is DJ. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program. Tell us about your home.
Well, I've got it's a pretty nice home. It's about 2005, about 3,700 square feet. But air conditioning went out last week. End up being a little fused up in the air conditioner. But when I went up in the attic and flipped the switch for the lights, I noticed that they were really super dim. So I went and checked. They're 60-watt bulbs, but they're so dim I could stare at the filament, and you could see all the little rings. And it's just putting off very little light. Just wondering if you have any idea why the power would be so low up there.
I'm not sure it would be the power, more that maybe just got a weak light bulb. Have you just tried changing the light bulb?
Well, there's two bulbs. It's actually got two bulbs up there, and both of them 60-watt bulbs. They're both identical, so that makes me wonder if it's just not getting the right amount of electricity up there.
What are they screwed into? What's the...
Just a standard
porcelain base.
Outlet. Yeah, porcelain outlet. Yeah.
So it's not like there's any transfer case on
it. You know, my guess would be you're probably only getting a certain amount of amp or voltage down that line for some reason, a loose fitting in the actual receptacle or something. But I tell you what, if I were going to test it,
You'd lick it with your tongue?
I would not lick it with my tongue. I would go back to the switch box, DJ. I'd open that. And I'd take my ohm meter and I'd measure for 120 volts coming into that box. I would check the wire nut fittings on all the connections. And if that didn't solve it, Jennifer would call an electrician.
And you'd still be up there poking around with a screwdriver.
No, she'd pull me down. She'd pull me down.
And for Estrella Hills, the closest certified electrical contractor is Austin Electric. They've got a yard right there in Goodyear, so they're just a few minutes drive from you. You can get a hold of them at 623-779-2600. Good guys. We've had them on the air several times. They've been out to my house. I know they've been out to Rosie's house. They've got a good crew working for them. So if that doesn't solve it and you need an electrician, Austin Electric.
Turn the power off. You know, turn the power off to the circuit while you're taking the faceplate and disconnecting the switch itself. Then have someone turn it on, and then just take your probes for your ohm meter to each side,
Test it for 120 volts. If it's coming in 120, I don't know that it could even be a bad switch. I don't know. I'm not a good enough electrician. But if it weren't those three simple little things, call an electrician.
Put it back together and call an electrician.
Yeah, absolutely. Next on is Ellen in Tucson with an interesting situation. Welcome to the program, ma'am. Thank you for the call this morning. How may we help you?
Well, I have a problem, Mr. Rosie. I live in a townhome situation with a garage that's separate from the home. And yesterday, a handyman was over fixing some things, and he said there's mushrooms growing out of the exterior entry door of the garage. Now, I thought a bird had dropped something there, but there are little teeny black mushrooms growing out, so I figured the wood is pretty rotten.
Alan, how old is your home?
I believe it's about 12 years old.
Okay, so it is not the traditional Tucson masonry home. It's a frame and stucco home.
I understand that there's block underneath the stucco.
Good. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. But I'll tell you, Ellen, I'm not too worried about the mushrooms and what are we going to do with them. Mushrooms are only going to grow in a moisture-rich environment. Something about that jam is holding moisture. I'm more worried about the source of that moisture than I am about the mushrooms. You cut the moisture, you're going to lose the mushrooms. We've got to find out where that moisture is coming from.
Yeah, there's a source for the nutrients there that are feeding the mushrooms, and you know the cellulose in the jam too, or excuse me, in the threshold could be another nutritional source. But if you find a source for the water, eliminate that, mushrooms are going to die out. So
yeah. So let's eliminate the moisture, then we can get rid of the mushrooms. It's a lot easier. Getting rid of the mushrooms without getting rid of the moisture isn't going to solve the problem. Thanks for calling, Alan.